This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, at the most fundamental level, two kinds of counting that matter in politics. One is counting the money, as Sabri was just reminding us. The other, and this list is in no particular order, I should say, is counting the votes. You might have noticed last night that Donald Trump was declared the winner of the Indiana Republican primary at just about exactly the nanosecond that the polls closed. So how'd they do that so fast? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more now on how races, presidential and otherwise, are called.
Official final election results can take weeks to be released by local and state governments. So instead, on Election Day, the Associated Press sends 5,000 stringers to county election centers across the country. David Scott is the AP's U.S. political editor.
We are literally tabulating public information, but it's the infrastructure to do that in real time on election night where, you know, we add a lot of value.
To make the call faster, the AP will also use exit polls and precinct samplings. Scott says the process is the same whether it's a primary in Indiana or the race for the White House.
Same data collection, same methodology.
And a substantial investment. But Scott says they're in the news business and election winners are big news.
Yeah, it matters to us that when you see something about a race being won, that there's that notation on there that the AP says they've called the race for that candidate.
The AP isn't the only news organization that calls races. In fact, it partners with the major TV networks in something called the National Election Pool to share resources on exit polling conducted by Edison Research. Joe Linsky is the executive vice president at Edison, which also does polling for Marketplace.
For the overall U.S. election, exit polling is about 40% of our business.
Of course, having media call races can have its downside, says Stephen Farnsworth. He's a poli-sci professor at the University of Mary Washington.
Think back to the mess of Florida in 2000 when it was called for one candidate, then for another, and then it was undecided.
He says those mistakes serve as a big cautionary tale. There's no advantage to making the call first if you're wrong. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.